Ask 8.1H808. My name's Ian McGilloway. I'm a teacher with the British Council in Bogota, Colombia. And I also help develop training courses to train teachers and lecturers in using technology in the classroom and outside it. I'm focusing on using podcasts to help improve spoken language development. What I've found in the past when I've encourage students to record themselves and to listen back and to assess one another's speaking based on that, very few of them actually go off and do it or continually do it. So one of the problems I think is a lack of immediacy. For example, using a digital recorder, putting it onto the computer, uploading it to a website, or even doing it on your smartphone. So a website I found when I was exploring this from a learning technologies blog was called audio.fm, and it allows you to record straight in to the website. And in addition to this, you can link it to Facebook, to Blogger, to Twitter, to quite a wide range of social media that students probably already use and which have features for commenting on already. The reason for doing this is, I think I mentioned earlier, to get them used to hearing their own voices, become more critical of their own output and less dependent on the teacher. And I think there's a knock-on effect for any other online training that they're going to do in the future, which isn't classroom-based, traditional transmission, the teacher at the front telling people what to do. I found getting students out of that mindset has been quite a hurdle. The benefits of this particular site, Audio FM, as well as the sharing, it also becomes an e-portfolio of spoken language development, and it's time-stamped. Students can go back and listen to it. They've got evidence of their development. Thinking of this particular task itself, earlier in the course, a piece of software that I wanted to learn to use was RefWorks after TMA 01, and on my blog I've given an account of how I did that and also made a short video. I think it highlighted for me, the video highlighted for me a technical skill I'd like to develop, although I'm comfortable producing the video or producing podcasts, I don't spend much time considering the actual quality of the finished product in terms of the presentation, so that's